Julia Tai is one of the most dynamic young conductors on stages across the planet, conducting in Bulgaria, the Czech Republic, Germany, Mexico, and right here in the Northwest in Seattle. She's also the music director of the Missoula Symphony Orchestra. Tai will be conducting the Boise Philharmonic for this year's holiday performances of Messiah, and she sat down with our Morning Edition host, George Prentice. Let's take a listen.
Well, Smithsonian Magazine, and I love this quote, they wrote, "Woe to the concert hall in the U.S. or Britain that fails to schedule Handel's Messiah around the holidays." Our expectations are pretty high. We love listening to Messiah because it's very difficult to explain, isn't it? It is a recognizable, and yet it is something that we embrace, and we're always looking for something special. And I'm curious about you in that exploration of meeting expectations, yet looking for the fresh, the excitement in that moment.
Yeah, I mean, I love Messiah. It's always one of my favorite pieces of music. So every time I get to do it, I'm really excited. And Messiah, yes, it's a very familiar piece to most people, but it's also an amazing athletic piece for the singers, not just the soloists, but also choir. And so, you know, even though you've heard it so many times, every time a different person, different choir, different soloists do them, it's going to sound fresh and totally different. It's sort of like watching the Olympics where the athletes have to do all the backflips. You know, the soloists have to go through the same thing, singing all these arias, and it's going to be a fantastic evening.
We should note that this year's performance will be presented in the Cathedral of the Rockies in Boise, the glorious house of worship. And you can't help but think that the architects dreamt of having something like this, a full orchestra and a chorus performing the Messiah. Can I assume that you draw inspiration from something so unique?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, certainly a different space, especially a magnificent church like the Cathedral of the Rockies would certainly enhance the experience of this music that is written so long ago, but it's fresh every year.
So long ago, right? I'm fascinated by George Handel, the son of a surgeon, a celebrated surgeon in Germany, who insisted that his son become a lawyer or a surgeon, but it was a family friend who heard him playing the organ at the age of 11, and the rest is history.
Right.
In a little bit of research, I was so pleasantly surprised to hear about, in spite of the fact of his known temperament, the premiere of his Messiah was in Dublin, and the proceeds of the premiere production went to the local prison and the prison hospital. And he did that so many times over the years, sending proceeds to hospitals or orphanages, etc. My goodness.
He's really a man of theater. He's considered at the time, you know, one of the most famous and celebrated composers. And the fact that he composed, you know, for 30 years only opera, he was fascinated by opera, actually studied in Italy for a little bit, and he wrote primarily opera for 30 years before he turned to oratorios. And so that kind of gave him all the facility, the compositional technique for writing for a theater work, for a really dramatic work in the Messiah. And it was half his desire to venture into oratorio, but also half of the circumstances that theater after a while, his own theater company wasn't doing very well. And then he turned to kind of the concert stage, and that brought him so much fame and fortune, and he was sharing some of those fortunes with the unfortunate.
Let's talk about music taking over someone's life at a young age. In your biography, do I have this right? You began playing violin at the age of 4?
Yes, I did. So the story behind it is that my mother was a high school music teacher, and she also conducted church choir since before I was born. So I always said I went to rehearsals before I was born. I had no choice. She took me there. And so so every Saturday night, she has church choir practice, and she wanted my sister and I to learn an instrument so she could take us to rehearsals. So instead of finding finding babysitters, we all accompany her at choir practice. So my sister studied the cello, I studied the violin, and I started when I was 4 and a half. And I think 6 months into it, my mom was taking us to accompanying the choir. So we've just always been around lots of music.
And piano at the age of 8?
Yeah, so I grew up in Taiwan, and there's a wonderful music education system where you could, they take 30 students every year from all over the city to get into a music, kind of a conservatory training program. And we have private lessons in history, theory, oral skills, orchestra, choir. We did the gamut of all music training since I was 9 years old. And so in order to get in, you also have to have some keyboard abilities. So scales and harmonies on the piano. So I also started studying piano. And my mom taught piano at home for a long time. So I didn't study with her. She sent me to one of her friends. It's easier. Now I'm finding out with my own daughter.
How old is your daughter?
She's 7.
Does she lean toward music?
Yes, she loves playing and singing. She's in the choir. She's taking piano lessons.
Thank goodness.
She loves it.
I'd be remiss if I did not mention that Julia Tai is also the conductor and co-artistic director of the Seattle Modern Orchestra, which champions the music of today. So can you talk a bit about that bridge over the years, looking for the new, but also looking for something new in the classics?
Sure. So I think as a musician, you know, we love playing those masterworks like Handel's Messiah or the Beethoven symphonies, the Brahms symphonies. But I'm also always looking for what kind of music would present the music of our time and, you know, the music that was written by, you know, people I know or that represent the circumstances of our society right now. And that has kind of prompted me to think that it is also the not just my interest, but the responsibility as a musician and conductor to find the voices of our time and give composers opportunity to compose some of this music that represent us, because 100 or 200 years from now, people are going to be looking for music that give them a glimpse of what, 2022 is like. So I've always find that fascinating. And also just the thrill of working on a brand new piece of music. You know, I'm sure the person who, Handel premiered his own Messiah, but, you know, the first time you discover a masterpiece like that, it's so exciting. And with the old masterworks, you get less of that because we're so familiar with it. And with a brand new piece of music, you have no idea what it was going to sound like, what it will look like. Sometimes when you commission a composer, you don't know what kind of scores you're going to get. And it comes with like a 30-page manual of different notations, or different sounds that the instruments can make that have not been done before. So that's always really interesting and exciting to me. And I found that because of my experience of working with living composers and kind of peeking into how they compose a piece of music, what their creative process is, that made me understand old music more. Now, when I do Handel or Mozart, I find that kind of freshness that I have learned from doing brand new music that I bring to an old piece of masterwork.
You know, this time of year, we open our hearts a little bit more to music that just speaks to us. And quite often over the years, no matter what our current relationship is with our faith, and that comes and goes, as the years go by, what is constant through the years is this music, right? Can you imagine the millions of people, maybe billions of people over the years that this music, and I'm thinking of Handel's Messiah in particular, has spoken to and has filled their hearts at a time when our hearts are so vulnerable. It has such great power for us.
Exactly. Yeah, this piece really has everything. It's had that beautiful, calming music that heals the soul. It has the excitement for some of the bass arias that really would uplift and excite, an audience. I think it does. I think we all need the music right now, you know, after what we've been through the past couple of years, you know, to come and enjoy this wonderful piece of music with the audience. You know, yes. Music, I always said, it's a very communal experience because you listen to the same piece but with different people, and it can be a different experience.
And that was Julia Tai speaking with our Morning Edition host, George Prentice, about conducting the Boise Philharmonic for this year's holiday performances of Messiah. Those are happening next week. Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
Experiencing the news each day can feel like a journey. With Up First from NPR, it doesn't have to be. Welcome to 15 easy minutes of breaking news, clarity on international and national affairs, all handed over not from some floating voice in the sky, from us, Layla, A, Steve, and me, Rachel. Start your day informed. Subscribe to Up First wherever you get your podcasts.